team. Let's go. Let's pray, God, stir me up. Stir me up, my service. Set me aflame, O God. Yes, I give God to be stirred. Then we ought to pray, O God, stir up our love. Consideration for others. And even those that despitefully use us. Even those that don't look like we love her, don't smell like we smell, or whatever else it might be. When we were first saved, there was a burning, blindly dedicated love for Jesus in our hearts. Everything else took second place. Christ was first in our lives. Eventually, other things began to take first place, and our love for Jesus was gradually pushed into the background. As a result, we have become like those to whom Jesus had John write in the book of Revelation, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love. Thou art neither cold nor hot, thou art lukewarm. You see, God would rather have us cold or hot, not to be lukewarm. Yes, our love for the Lord Jesus needs to be stirred. If we are not careful, our love for the Lord and our love for the things of God will cool off. You love the church as you once did? I know Christians who never miss coming to church, but they miss now. I know folks who would never miss a day reading the Bible, but they don't read it now. I know folks who at one time were vibrant and glowing, but now their lives seem to be just the opposite. They've cooled off. Our love needs stirring. We need a baptism of love. We need to pray, Lord, set my love on fire for you. Jesus will answer that prayer. If your love is stirred up and on fire for God, you begin to love the things you ought to love and hate the things you ought to hate. You will love your husband, your wife, your children, even others like never before, and be concerned for the souls of those people around you that God has put in your pathway, in your sphere of influence. You have a sphere of influence that nobody else has. It may cross over with some, but you have your own. And you have an opportunity there to stand for Christ. Please turn to Psalm 84. We should pray that God will stir up our love for him. But we need to pray that God will also stir up our zeal. upon evil. We're not dealing with some idea, some philosophy, some thought process. This is Almighty God. So in the terrible moment of the agony of the Lord Jesus Christ on the cross, we see that he was lonely, forsaken by friends.